blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I am for Jesus, in Him lies my hope. Have you been cleansed and whole? Are you washed in His blood? Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
So God, I am starting today's message with a very unusual question. How big is your God? I admit, this is not a common question that occurs in our mind or that we ask ourselves every day. But yet, it turned out to be an important question to ask. The size we assign to our God reflects on our daily activities. It is one of the determinants of the degree of our faith, the depth of our belief, the accuracy of our obedience to God's command, and even the frequency of our prayers to God. All these activities are reflected in how big we think our God really is. Six blind men have a memorable encounter with an elephant one fateful day. Since they are all blind and interested and very, very inquisitive, they have never seen an elephant before, of course. So their encounter, as described by James Baldwin in his literature book, goes like this. The first blind man happened to put his hand on the elephant's side. He described the elephant. Said it's like a wall. He said the elephant is like a wall. The second felt the elephant tusk, and he described the elephant as round, smooth, and sharp. He even said that the elephant is more like a spear than anything else. The third blind man happened to take hold of the elephant trunk and describe the elephant as a snake. The fourth man reached out his arm and grabs one of the elephant's leg, and he described the elephant as round and tall like a tree. The fifth blind man takes hold of the elephant's ear, and he said the elephant is exactly like a huge fan. The sixth man seeks the animal and the elephant's tail, and immediately blotted out, this elephant is not like a wall, a spear, a snake. It's not like a tree, or it's not even like a fan. The elephant is exactly like a rope. Funny? Oh yeah, I hope so. Because none of this description fit an elephant. Such is our life and the way we size God. Have you ever imagined how big God is? God has so many different sizes for so many people. To some, God is small. To others, God is big. The size you assign to God depends on how close you are to Him. the closer to an object, the bigger the object. If you ever look down from the airplane window, when the airplane is at 45,000 feet in the sky, you look down, most objects you are seeing, as they are so tiny. A big house or a big lake is like a small dot. But as the airplane is descending down, those tiny looking objects, all of a sudden, they started becoming bigger. So is our view of God. The closer you are to God, the bigger your faith is. And the bigger your faith is, the bigger your God to you. The further away from our relationship to God, the smaller is God to us. The fact is, we cannot size our God. Our God is insurmountable. Our God is unfathomable. And our God is incalculable. God is infinite. God is the one that set the boundary between day and night. The foundations of heaven tremble and they shudder at his rebuke. By his power, the sea grew calm. After our Lord split the mighty Red Sea into two for the Israelites, Moses said, "Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonder?" Exodus 15:11. Prophet Isaiah said, "It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heaven like a curtain and spread them like a tent to dwell in." Isaiah 40:22. God is the king that conquered armies. And he is the one that walked on the waves of the sea and called the dead back from the grave. He is an everlasting God. His understanding is unsearchable. You may Google whatever you want. You can even Google what I ate yesterday if you want. But you cannot Google the wisdom of God. So when you come to God, do not approach him like those blind men approach the elephant. No, don't do that. Come to God through our Lord Jesus Christ with an open eyes and with an open heart. Accept Jesus Christ's open invitation. He said in the book of Matthew 11:28, he said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Your problem might be too heavy for you. Jesus Christ will lift you from the wretchedness of your sin and give you peace and rest. He promised to forgive you no matter how big is your sin. His mercy is bigger than your sins. His forgiveness knows no bound. When Jesus was in this earth, he cast out powerful evil spirit with his word. He healed the lepers and raised the widow's sons, the Jairus' daughters, and Lazarus from dead. He calmed the troubled waters with his word. He cured the paralytic and opened the eyes of the blind. No trouble is too tangled for God to untie. No path is too twisted for him to straighten. No heart is too shattered for him to gather up and put together. Your problem may be bewildering, but your God is wise. He sees you. He knows every details of your trouble. And he knows how to come alongside you as you wait for him and make you rise up with wings like eagles. Your problem may be big, perhaps even bigger than you know, but your God is bigger. And his promises to you are stronger and surer. He promised not to forsake you. How big is your God? As big as you cannot imagine. When you focus on this world and your life anxiety, your God will be small. But if your eyes, your soul, and your heart is fixated onto Jesus, your problem will be small. When you focus on the light, you will not see the shadow. No, you won't. You just focus on the light. When Apostle Peter fixed his eyes on Jesus Christ, in the middle of the stormy sea, he walked on the water. Your God is bigger than your problem, bigger than the oceans, bigger than all the mountains put together. Your God is as big as your faith. You have small faith, your God is small. You have big faith, and your God will be big. How small is your God? Or how big is your God? If your God is big, why are you allowing the anxiety to overcome you? If your God is big, why are you worried about the problem of life? Did you not think the God that parted the Red Sea can solve your problem? If your God is big, when you are surrounded by doubts, when why me fill your mind with mountains of mystery, be at peace. Just be at peace with God. Yes, for the angel of God surrounded those who fear him, and he always delivered. The God that saved Daniel in the lion's den is alive and well. If your God is big, why is it that your trust is fading? Why are you not faithful in your dealings with God and fellow human beings? Why are you so deceitful? Why are you so hateful, and love of God and other people is far away from you? The God that produces money from the mouth of fish can definitely provide for all of your need. If you believe, trust, follow, and obey him. Our God is bigger than your imagination. Listen. Just listen to your heart. Repeating some of this word in the Bible. Just listen. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will help you. I will love you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall wear. Cast all your anxiety on God because he cares for you. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I have fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Those are God's words in the Bible. If you believe that your God has the power to save you, then listen to him, follow him, obey him. If you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you believe he has the eternal life to give, then follow his command. Repent from your sins and ask for forgiveness. Sin is the one that caused all the problem of this world. Sin. No matter how big your sins are, His mercy and His forgiveness are bigger. Bigger than you can imagine. Let us pray to God to increase our knowledge of Him. You see, knowledge is a powerful phenomenon that our thinking cannot overcome. Our thinking cannot overcome it. Many people have perished for the lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. Of all the available treasures of knowledge in this world, the most important one is God's knowledge. The knowledge of His power. The knowledge of His existence. The knowledge of His love and His promises. I pray for the grace and peace of God to be multiplied to us in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. May His divine power grant us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence. Amen. May we have the grace to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Amen. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord open the eyes of your heart and see the glory and knowledge of God. Thank you for listening to this message. Please share this message with everyone you know. Everyone need to hear this message. By doing so, you are proclaiming the redemptive gospel of Christ. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like us on our Facebook page for daily inspiration, words of God. I am Dr. Gabriel Oluwakotami of Faith Wallet Ministry. Till next week, stay blessed and thank you so much.
Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
You have been listening to Faith Hour, brought to you by Faith Wallet Ministries, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, USA. Our messages are designed for you to come closer to God. Let repentance be your daily song. You can listen to all our messages on our website, faithwallet.org, YouTube, Facebook, and many audio streaming apps like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. You can send your email to faithwallet55@gmail.com. If you want to receive daily words of encouragement in your personal mailbox, send your WhatsApp number to 210-868-9701. Again, the number is 210-868-9071. May the Lord bless you and give you the grace to abide by His will. Amen. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.